Major Championship number 2 for 2022, done and dusted, as they say in the UK. For us, it's in the books. Justin Thomas is the 2022 PGA Champion. He won in a playoff with Will Zalatoris. Hi, I'm Bob Bubka. So darn proud to be here with my co-host, quite a stick in his day, Jay Randolph Jr. Jay, what'd you think of the PGA?
Well, it was a different one, and it was certainly different from the ones that have been conducted at Southern Hills in August. It was a fascinating championship. I think most golf people looked at that draw and looked at the fact that JT shot 6 under in the bad portion of the draw. You had Zalatoris, you had Mito Pereira, you had some other guys ahead of him going into the weekend. But I think on Friday night, a lot of people looked at that and said, man, this is a great opportunity for JT. Then he shoots 74 in round 3 and looks indifferent. And, you know, I mean, he was my lead guy in DraftKings. And I honestly, you know, I mean, I thought he had a chance to jump up there and maybe get second, or if something really went crazy and he shot a real low round, he could win the golf tournament. But what he did was he played his way through that final round, and a lot of things changed, as we'll talk about, Bob. And in the end, it became a pretty good PGA championship with him and Will, you know, in the playoff. But, you know, about 2 hours before the finish, it was shaping up to be one of those majors potentially where you go, oh, you remember that tournament? But, you know, JT, with the lineage, with the PGA golf professionals and the PGA of America and already winning it, I thought it was pretty good stuff.
You know, you brought up an excellent point, Jay. The average person may not realize that, you know, almost at any given event, one side of the draw is better than the other side. When we speak of the draw, we're talking about if you tee off early on Thursday, you get a late tee time on Friday and vice versa. Well, JT at Southern Hills had by far the worst of the draw. And to think that the winner came out of that wrong side of the draw makes his victory, in my mind, even more incredible.
Well, and I think it goes back to the fact that a lot of people thought on Friday night, all right, here we go. You know, I had liked him because he played well in Dallas, but didn't, but missed a lot of putts, but he was still hitting the ball so good. And what he taught us really in those first 2 days and in the end at the finish was how he is one of, I think nowadays, Bob, and you'll appreciate this, a rare guy that can do a lot of different things and move the ball left to right or hit it lower or hit it higher or has a sense of how it's going to react or this or that. You know, some of those playing skills that you develop over your lifetime of playing golf, or if you've got a PGA golf professional as a dad, that you've been taught and not just pound it, find it, pound it again, and somehow try and get it in the hole. And I think that the golf course played that way. And I'll be honest, I think some of the influence of his buddy Mr. Woods had a little to do with it. I mean, I just think it was in the end, a pretty good win. And I feel bad for Mito, but, you know, you make the mistake that you can't make and you pay for it doubly with the double bogey and you're out of the playoff. But, you know, it's about experience, Bob. And, you know, the experience of Will Zalatoris' success in the majors since he's been playing, which is amazing, and the experience of JT are what drove them to that playoff.
And JT, of course, not only with a dad that is a club professional, his grandfather was also a club professional. Let's give a listen, Jay, to what JT had to say about his victory.
I mean, a lot of self-belief, a lot of patience. I wasn't looking at leaderboards today. I was just trying to play golf, trying to execute each shot as well as I could, and then wherever it ended up, you know, just give my club to Bones and let's move on and try to do the best we can on the next one. And he did an unbelievable job of keeping me in the moment and keeping me patient today. And, I mean, it just is an unbelievable team win for all of us. It's just so hard to win. Like, it is. It's easy to start letting some doubt creep in and just kind of like, all right, you know, what's going to happen? When's it going to happen? Is it going to happen? And I just was walking up 18 and I knew in the playoff and I knew it wasn't over, but I looked up and I wanted to take it in because it just, you don't know when and if it's going to happen again. And it just, it's such an unbelievable cool feeling that you just want to enjoy it. I was very calm in the playoff. I was calm the last couple holes. I felt like I could do what I wanted to do, which is really all I could ask for. Again, I couldn't control what anybody else was going to do. So I think it was a different kind of nerves. It was a nerves just for being in the moment versus I think maybe like nerves is what's going to happen.
You know, Jay, that was a nice pat on the back by JT to his caddy Bones. And after the victory, he gave him another pat. It was a little lower on the backside when 300,000 went into the wallet of Bones Mackay. So a good week's work for the caddy. Disappointments of the week? I know you are too, Jay. DJ, Cantley, Berger, Scheffler, Sergio, probably just to name a few. But it was that type of golf course with those kind of weather conditions. If you got it going sideways, you had no chance.
Yeah, it really was kind of a weird major in a way. There wasn't as much consistency. You know, they didn't cut the greens on Friday. They did cut them on Saturday. They were trying to be careful because of the wind situation. Like I said, a lot different from that heat you and I and Janice, our producer, have boiled in August in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You know, and I think the golf course played a little different. And obviously the reworking and the talk that the players loved it and a fair challenge. So, you know, Southern Hills rises to the occasion down the back nine on Sunday. And so did JT and other guys, didn't even make the weekend. It was, you know, it's going to be an interesting final two majors at the Country Club and at St. Andrews. But, you know, I think a lot of people were wondering where were a lot of the big names. And, you know, on the Golf Channel, they talked a lot about that, and, you know, where these guys stand and, you know, DeChambeau, and he, you know, he's out this week. And, you know, you wonder a little bit what's going on with certain guys. And, you know, Will Zalatoris, as I said, Bob, you know, he really has shown his moxie in these major championships, the young man from Wake Forest. Let's hear from the runner-up.
You know, the fact I was able to get into a playoff was huge. You know, I fought like crazy all day. You know, I thought, you know, I really thought I needed to make a few birdies, really kind of 12 through 15, and just was barely missing on the edges. And but pretty proud of the resolve that I had. You know, I felt like I was always 1, 2, 3 back. And then once I saw Mito hit on the water on 18, I know that putt that I was going to have on 18 was probably to get into a playoff. So, you know, I will bottle that putt on 18 for the future. So pretty excited where my game's at for sure. And, you know, like I said earlier, I know I'm going to get one. It's just a matter of time. You know, hats off to JT. I mean, you know, he's been due for a while to get, you know, another win, let alone a major. So it's pretty excited for him.
And just so our listeners, let me get this in, Jay, because it's important. You know, early in the campaign of 2022, the name Will Zalatoris was brought up, and it was brought up by Jay Randolph Jr. And Jay told me, keep an eye on this guy. He has got some real talent. Well, you were right on the money, my friend. I think there's a definite victory in his future.
Well, as a lot of people saw, my man Jerry Haas is the golf coach at Wake Forest. And, of course, his brother Jay was a, you know, double-digit winner on the PGA Tour and a great Champions Tour player. And his uncle Bob Golby from Belleville, Illinois. And Jerry, when you look at it, Bob, with Cameron Young a Wake Forest product, along with Zalatoris that final day. I think Jerry thought he was going to get a PGA Championship winner out of this deal. But Zalatoris is clearly the real deal. I love hearing the confidence. He said, "I know I'm going to get one of these," and I mean, you know, that's a bold statement. A lot of guys would say, "Well, yeah, it's been wonderful to be in the heat of it, and you know, hopefully next time I can rise to the occasion." He says, "No, I'm going to get one of these." So I like that. And you know, I think a lot of people got to see the talent of Mito Pereira until it just kind of fizzled out on him, Bob.
Well, more than fizzled out. When he got to that 72nd tee, and Janice Self, who doesn't have a mean bone in her body, watching that drive, said, "Wow, that swing resembled Charles Barkley more than it did Mito Pereira." So,
It almost was a hide the women and children kind of situation. I mean, they kept showing it, and he's so low, and it's like, oh no, you know. It just, you know, golf is mean. It can tear you apart. And but I think, you know, the way he reacted after it was so commendable, and you know, it really was his first time in the rodeo, kind of at that level. You know, maybe this is going to propel him to bigger and better things, you know.
Well, he loved that cashier's cage. $870,000 certainly made him feel a little better. Somebody else wrote into the grill room, and they said that swing on that 72nd hole was a cross between the swing of Miller Barber and Doug Sanders. you feel bad for the guy. I mean, it's one thing to hit a bad shot, as we all know, and, you know, it's easy to say woulda, coulda, shoulda. Probably the caddy should have stopped him from hitting a driver. He didn't need a driver there. But, hey, we wish him the best in the future. We mentioned some of the prize money, $2.7 million. For JT, not a bad day. Zalatoris, 1.6. Cam Young, 870. And Mito, 870 to drown his sorrows with. Anyway, Bubba Watson, what are we going to say? He had it going for a while. He was in contention. And now we learn that he did something to his knee. And he's going to be out 4 to 6 weeks, Jay. And St. Andrews suddenly very much in doubt for Bubba Watson.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because he's got a lot of fans. And, you know, to see him back in the mix was really kind of cool. And unfortunately, I guess something happened or something, you know, triggered this. And he's going to be out a while. And hopefully maybe he could be there at St. Andrews. We'll keep you updated on that. Bob, you remember in our preview show, we talked about the whole conversation about Phil and what was going on down there. And you know, that was kind of the talk in the media center and the buzz prior to the championship. We've got an update on that.
Yeah, we don't know any more than we did a couple of weeks ago. Read a different publication, you know, you may hear this, you may hear that. I've made the determination I'm just going to sit back until I see Phil physically somewhere. I'll certainly start to believe that. All right, let's wrap this up, Jay, with your thoughts.
We can't wrap it up. I got to talk about this goofiness.
Oh, no.
To my knowledge, as of right now, we know that Phil asked for the release and didn't get it. I don't know whether Robert Garrigus is even asking for the release. Robert Garrigus, I believe, is the only player that said he's playing. Now, we may hear in the next week or the next couple of days that Phil is definitely playing, and maybe Westwood is going to play, and you know, this guy's cousin is going to play, and Brooks Koepka's brother's going to play. I mean, I just, again, it's just craziness. It seems farcical. Maybe they'll fool me. I don't know.
You know, there's so much smoke going on with who's going to play and who's not going to play. I sincerely wake up every morning half expecting, well, Jay Randolph Jr. has announced that he's going to play in that first event in London. I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
Maybe John McGinnis. Yeah, I mean, it's madness. At least it seems like it to me. And now, Bob, the tour marches on. They head to Hogan's Alley, a special place in Fort Worth, a narrow tree-lined golf course, small, fast greens, again, a shot maker's course at Colonial Country Club. And they've got a good field after the, you know, after a major. And we're only a couple of weeks out from the U.S. Open. A lot of the Texas guys are playing, and Bob, the reigning PGA champion, Justin Thomas, is playing.
Yeah, Colin Morikawa, Jordan Spieth, Scottie Scheffler, Daniel Berger, Kevin Na. I mean, the list goes on and on. Great quality Dallas field. Torrid. Yeah, and it's well-deserved. Colonial, certainly one of the good events on the PGA Tour. They do it right. It's a well-run golf tournament, and I look forward to seeing who's going to come out on top now.
Special place, no doubt about it. Well, for sure, the golf season is in high gear. Now we got two majors behind us, two to go. The U.S. Open is just a couple of weeks away. And let me tell you, my man Bob is back, and he's back in a big way. And he and I will have you ready every step of the way for the U.S. Open. Don't forget, if you'd like to drop us a line or give us your thoughts or opinion on the show, we'd love to hear from you. I'm STL Golf Geek on Twitter, while Bob, the VOG, the voice of golf, Bob Bubka, VOG. Check us out on Twitter.